sorcery. The universe wants to play. Those who refuse out of dry spiritual greed and choose pure contemplation forfeit their humanity. Those who refuse out of dull anguish, those who hesitate, lose their chance at divinity. Those who mold themselves blind masks of ideas and thrash around seeking some proof of their own solidity end by seeing out of dead men's eyes. Sorcery. The systematic cultivation of enhanced consciousness or non-ordinary awareness and its deployment in the world of deeds and objects to bring about desired results. The incremental openings of perception gradually banish the false selves, our cacophonous ghosts. The black magic of envy and vendetta backfires because desire cannot be forced. Where our knowledge of beauty harmonizes with the ludus naturae, sorcery begins. No, not spoon-bending horoscopy. Not the golden dawn or make-believe shamanism, astral projection, or the satanic mass. If it's mumbo-jumbo you want, go for the real stuff. Banking, politics, social science. Not that weak Blavatskyan crap. Sorcery works at creating around itself a psychic physical space or openings into a space of untrammeled expression. A metamorphosis of quotidian place into angelic sphere. This involves the manipulation of symbols, which are also things, and of people, who are also symbolic. The archetypes supply vocabulary for this process and are therefore treated as if they were both real and unreal, like words. Imaginal yoga. The sorcerer is a simple realist. The world is real, but then so must consciousness be since its effects are so tangible. The dullard finds even wine tasteless, but the sorcerer can be intoxicated by the mere sight of water. Quality of perception defines the world of intoxication, but to sustain it and to expand it to include others demands activity of a certain kind. Sorcery. Sorcery breaks no law of nature because there is no natural law, only the spontaneity of natura naturans, the Tao. Sorcery violates laws which seek to chain this flow. Priests, kings, hierophants, mystics, scientists, and shopkeepers all brand the sorcerer enemy for threatening the power of their charade, the tensile strength of their illusory web. A poem can act as a spell and vice versa, but sorcery refuses to be a metaphor for mere literature. It insists that symbols must cause events as well as private epiphanies. It is not a critique, but a remaking. It rejects all eschatology and metaphysics of removal, all bleary nostalgia and strident futurismo, in favor of a paroxysm or seizure of presence. Incense and crystal, dagger and sword, wand, robes, rum, cigars, candles, herbs like dried dreams, the virgin boy staring into a bowl of milk. All time, the beloved, all space.